This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today's topic is POV,
aka point of view.
Mm-hmm.
In case you didn't know what that meant. But maybe you did. I don't know. It's a very popular term.
It's a very popular term. In my research adventures, I found that so POV has seen a revival recently because of the rising popularity of VR porn.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, VR porn is something I haven't gotten into, but I guess the idea is that, like, you can now get a blowjob from your favorite porn star and have her looking directly into your eyes from top level. But, like, that is a trend. Is, like,
intimate.
Porn stars all doing, like, VR POV blowjob stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. That means that you would actually have to buy, like, the VR headset, though, right?
I think so. I mean, I think you would need equipment to, like, really get the VR porn experience.
But I mean,
that kind of seems incredible if you do, if it's, like, a good... I mean, it's, like, these things are, like, filmed in HD. So
yeah.
I imagine if you like POV porn,
you know,
that's a worthwhile investment to you.
I had a couple of years ago at a Secret Santa at my bar job, someone gave me a VR headset. So maybe
just
I should...
Just a random VR headset?
Yeah. Like, it was, like... You know, like, he didn't obviously had no idea who I was as a person because he thought that this would be a good gift for me.
Yeah.
And
wait, just
he
like a headset
was
on. That seems, is that like an expensive gift?
I don't think so. It had to be under 25. So I think it was like one of the things where you like put your phone into, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I was confused. Like,
yeah,
does
it's
that
not like an Oculus.
Did he give you like part of a set?
Yeah.
Like,
and he was like
basically. Like obligating you to buy something with the gift that he gave you,
yeah,
you know, like
jokes
one
on
sock.
You. Jokes on you. You got to get the rest of it.
Yeah.
And the joke was on me because I have never touched it.
Great. Well, maybe you can whip it out now and see if you can figure out some VR porn.
I know.
Maybe we'll do a whole dedicated VR episode.
But then that would mean there would have to be something that I would like that would be VR porn, you know, and a lot of it is meant for the male gaze.
Correct.
You know, it's meant for people who have penises.
But perhaps that's changing. Maybe one of our filmmakers will delve into the VR world soon. I feel like I read something about that, but I can't remember where.
Yeah.
Maybe like Erica Lust was like dabbling or something.
Oh, good for her.
So is POV not your thing then?
No, not really. Because it is mostly a girl going down on a guy or fucking a guy. I just don't really... I personally don't. I don't like it. Not my thing.
POV porn with a female perspective or the perspective of someone who wants to fuck a dude. I should say, like, straight women.
Yeah.
This isn't...
Yeah.
Straight women and lesbians are kind of left out of this exercise.
It's very true.
Is what the majority tells us.
Yeah.
I will say the first POV porn I ever watched was at my birthday. That's who I am. This was just like a random, like weird, frankly, like not good birthday where like I didn't really plan ahead and just had like a few friends over to an apartment and like not a lot of people showed up because it was like last minute. And I think I just ended up watching like a Jenna Jameson blowjob.
For
with,
fun.
Like two gay men for no reason. One of them wasn't out yet at the time.
Oh, okay.
But like two gay men and like a couple women. I think we were just drunk and we're like, oh, this. And like my friend Josh was like, let's watch Jenna Jameson. Or so. I don't know how we got there.
Fascinating.
But somehow a bunch of straight women and a couple gay dudes were
research.
Like just watching porn together. And that was my intro to Jenna Jameson, which I will say was impactful. Yeah, oh, I think that was the first I had seen her at all. Oh. And this was, I mean, this is a long time ago. So this is early porn years. Like, I'm in college at this point.
Oh, I see, I see.
And I will say that Jenna Jameson was a fixture of my porn evolution in a very meaningful way.
Interesting.
I still think that she was a fantastic performer.
Yeah. I'll never forget reading an article about how she was like, yeah, before I warm up for a scene, I'll chew like three pieces of like bubble gum to like open up my jaw. And I was like, holy fuck, that is genius.
It's dedication as
I know.
Well. To warm her jaw up. Wow.
Yeah. So she was ready to
commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, I always liked the way she cummed. I feel like she, or comes, it's not past
came.
Tense.
Yeah,
came comes. The way she came.
Maybe she's changed up her style.
Maybe she doesn't come anymore.
In her later years.
She's mixing she got it all out, and now she's like, okay, you know, guys, I think I'm done. I think I'm just done with orgasms. But I always thought, I liked that it was like, she had sort of an aggressive orgasm, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Like, it was, I think she actually came, and it was, like, believable.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, like, it wasn't too infantilized as much mainstream porn can be. I feel like she had like an aggro, like way of approaching orgasm that was believable to me.
Yeah.
And I was moved by that, Rachel, dare I say.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Of course. Of my 20th birthday. I don't remember which birthday that was.
Do you want to hear some fun facts and stats? I don't
Absolutely.
Have many. I don't have a lot.
I have some other research, but you go first.
Okay, cool. So POV is one of the categories that's viewed the shortest, only 7 to 8 minutes. Now, we don't know if that means it does its job well or
we
no.
Assume it does?
Yeah. It's like it's viewed short because people have come or they're like, nah, this ain't working. You know, got to find something else.
Interesting. But 7 or 8 minutes... If it's a highly popular term and people are watching 7 to 8 minutes, I feel like that is a fair amount of guys just jerking off to the idea of a woman giving them a blowjob.
Yeah.
Like, one and done. I could imagine that just, like, working for someone.
Right. True.
Not for me, but...
As we know, it takes 45 minutes.
Hey, were you timing?
Sorry. I needed to use the shower. POV went up. It goes up 144% on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Shout out to all you singles out there trying to be in a relation.
Shout out to my single friends. Yeah,
picturing yourself.
Here in this fight together.
Yeah, yeah. Picturing yourself with your beloved fake significant other trying to get a blowjob.
Love that.
Yeah. Also in Japan, it's called Hamadori.
I found this as well.
Yeah.
So Hamadori actually originates POV because so POV is similar to and follows in the footsteps of gonzo porn.
Yes. I found a lot of information about this
in the mid-1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Gillis is considered to have started the gonzo pornography genre with his On the Prowl series of films. That's early 90s.
Right.
But Hamadori in Japan predates that because Hamadori is a genre of Japanese, why did I say it like that, pornography, in which a male adult video actor or director serves as the camera operator. And that's that kicks off in the early 1980s.
80s, yeah. Yeah, what's interesting about gonzo pornography is it doesn't necessarily mean that it's POV. It just kind of has the feel of like, you know, homemade...
yeah, it's like
also,
guerrilla-style
exactly.
camera operation, meaning it's just a dude with a camera, which means you do get the POV in there, meaning you
it's
get
more
angles of, like, someone just holding a camera while they fuck someone.
Right, very close up to the genitals during filming.
But
more
it's not
loose.
Necessarily designed to maintain the belief that this person is sucking the viewer's cock.
Right,
as opposed
right. POV.
Or fucking the viewer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it just puts you close into the action. It's almost as if your face was, you know, at the point of entry. instead of it always you is, being Rachel. Attached.
You know where I like to keep my face? Just at my own point of entry. Like, when you're fucking me, I'm hunched over with my face as close to my own vagina as possible.
She's a human pretzel!
Because I'm committed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what guys like, right?
Commitment. If I've learned anything in my 30 years of living, they love commitment. In
and
general.
And weird human pretzeling stuff. I mostly just learned that from unfortunate porn. Do you have more research or shall we dive into a showdown?
Give me the showdown, girl.
Let's do it. We'll kick it off with romantic sex ended with huge cum shot on my face.
Oh.
Diva.
Uh-oh.
As all romantic sex does, Rachel, this does one that ends with a huge cum shot on my face.
Does that mean that that's not romantic?
Oh, yeah, no.
I would argue,
Rachel,
that that means that that is romantic, you know?
Uh-huh. I think we're being told that romance
does not include a facial.
Equates to facials. Mm-hmm. There's no Venn diagram there. It's exclusively that or nothing else.
Right.
So check that out on Valentine's Day, hashtag so single.
Get a facial.
Next we have, and obviously some of these just like don't have POV in the title.
Oh, yeah.
That always happens, but they are tagged or I search them by category.
Mm-hmm.
Next
They're
we have.
Here to get you. Trick you.
Yeah. Forgive me, stepfather, for I have sinned.
Mm-mm.
Kind of nice. I mean, it has the step stuff.
Truly not,
which
though.
I'm so burned out on.
Very naughty.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What do we think?
Maybe I just was like, oh, this has got a touch of something, probably just because I've just been obsessively watching Fleabag on repeat.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We'll do a religious episode. But
oh, good idea.
Here, I have a question. Is her stepfather a priest? Do we think?
Why not?
Okay. All right.
Because priests marry and then...
and believe in divorce.
Yeah. Priests, A, don't ascribe to celibacy. B, believe in divorce. C, fuck their stepchildren.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And somehow he's not sinning.
Yeah, this holds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, just an attempt at a fun, like, wordplay, but...
I know.
As per usual, we're confused. WTF! He can't handle my tight and wet pussy POV cock riding.
Wait, so does this mean this is a female POV?
No, but I do have one of those, Rachel.
Oh, fuck. Wait,
this
he
one
can't
is just
handle my... Because it sounds like it's
WTF,
from her perspective.
He can't handle my tight and wet pussy POV cock riding. So it is one of those where they've given the voice to the woman.
Yes,
like,
but they tricked you.
Oh, man,
you.
He destroys my pussy. And you're like, you didn't write this.
Yeah.
Like, hey, homegirl, you did not take part in titling this picture.
And I doubt you uploaded it.
Yeah. No, this one has just looked like a regular like POV video with where you watch the girl.
Because
it's POV cock riding, so it's like
you
would think that
it
could be that, but it's just you know, the disembodied cock.
Yeah.
And her riding it.
How I like all my cocks to be.
Yeah. Disembodied. Which brings me to not related at all. Female POV riding a hot guy and making him come hard inside you.
Ooh.
I just wanted to share that one because I was like, female POV.
Love it.
It does exist.
It does exist. There should be more of it because female POV is hot.
Yes.
As we'll talk about later. But
yes. We do have a video to talk about that is POV from the female perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Although it labels itself reverse POV.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So we're just really just saying the male gaze is the gaze.
Yeah.
Reverse. You could have just said female POV.
Yeah.
But like reverse POV is female. It's like from a woman's perspective. Okay.
Yeah. How unfair.
It's the world we live in. It's the world we chose to splash about in.
Yeah.
Porn. Bounced girl Jessica Hall fucks hard again compilation.
Bounced?
Yes. And
she
that is what it means. Like, she is
bouncing.
Like, the thumbnail is like a bouncy girl.
Yeah.
Like a girl being bounced. She's like bouncy on a dick.
Oh, wow.
Bounced girl Jessica Hall fucks hard again compilation. So
and
again and again.
Something tells me this won't be the last time.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
It's happened once before, so the title suggests, and I, you know, dare say, won't be the last.
Yes. Next, we have outdoor yoga cream pie riding exercise. Curvy ginger, big boobs, pale redhead.
Wait. Whoa. You're throwing a lot at me here.
Yeah.
I'm just
ticking
a
the boxes,
simpleton.
Rachel. I'm ticking all them boxes.
I've got yoga. I got redhead. I got curvy. I got POV. I've got riding.
Yeah, so what this person seems
outdoor.
To have done, there is actually like a divider. Like, think of those like up and down, like L, like dividers between. So it goes outdoor yoga, cream pie riding exercise, which is presumably the title.
Okay.
And then this clever dog went ahead and said, curvy ginger, big boobs, pale redhead, just to slam as many of those buzzwords in there to grab your attention. In a fun twist, they don't contradict each other. They often do.
Yeah.
But in this case, curvy, big boobs, that holds.
Yeah.
Ginger, pale redhead. So they're just, they're like, are you here for the paleness? Why?
Are you here for the
redheadedness? Ginger, redhead? You know, they're just saying different ways to describe this same cream pie rider.
It's like...
Midnight Cream Pie Rider.
Yeah, Midnight Rider. Cream Pie Rider. It's like they figured out an algorithm of all like the hot things of the month. It's like the bird box of porn.
Yes. This is an algorithmically designed porn title.
Yeah.
And I'm just proud of them for not, again, contradicting themselves as they often do. Just like throwing words in there that are grabby.
Right.
At least this
they
is
did
theoretically,
homework.
I'm signing up for.
They've just
what
given
was
you alternatives.
Next, we have I fucked my friend while she was scrolling on Twitter.
Uh oh.
Which I see more
Hopefully,
and more.
Hopefully, consensually.
You can never tell with these kinds, though. Because I think the idea is. Is that like boredom? Like it's not humiliation porn and it's not. Altogether rapey porn, but it's like this weird, like, she's not into it. She's going to be on her phone the whole time, and I'm just going to fuck her while she's on her phone. Like, I see that more and more.
She's ignoring you, right? Is it like
that? Like, it's sort of that, like, ignoring thing that
that's a thing.
Some cam girls do.
And we've had people write in about, like, what that is. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, nonchalant porn.
How do you... nonchalant.
As I prefer to call it.
The highfalutin nonchalant porn.
Yeah, like,
we all
can take it or leave it.
So well. All right, last one.
Okay.
Loud, stinky dildo farts. So glad you took a sip of coffee as I was saying that.
I hate you.
Loud, stinky dildo farts. You know
dildo.
You can't take a sip while I'm reading a title.
Dildo
dangerous.
Farts.
Yes.
Okay, so lots
so
of
clearly this
here.
Is someone who has made a account around like
farts,
you know, farts and grossness and like that kind of fetishized because the account is fartstink97.
That was also my AIM username.
What, Rachel? Do you have a side hustle you've neglected to tell me about?
Dun dun dun.
Are you a fart stinky girl on my free cams or the
I
like?
I mean. Just in general, just in life, I'm a fart
Listen,
stinky girl.
Listen, you can tell me. I support you. I support your choices. Fart stink 97.
That's me in reality. On camera, I am...
Try to hold it in.
Yeah, I'm Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Yeah, Downton Abbey in the streets.
I'm
farting in your sheets.
I'm nonchalant Downton Abbey on camera. In reality, I'm fart stinky girl.
Yeah. Fart stinky 97.
And that's truly all you need to know about me.
Beautiful. So farty. I've experienced them. I've been dismayed by farts that have happened on our couch.
And it usually
and
starts
listen,
like this.
We all fart sometimes, but I was impressed.
It's usually a brief moment of silence. And then, Rachel, really?
Yeah, I'm remembering a particular occasion where it started there and it escalated. Like, it kept happening. I was like, Rachel, like, I really
you were upset.
Felt like you're a sibling. Like, I could not actually handle what I was being dealt.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. I still love you.
Oh, God. Love you, too.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Should we take a quick break so you can get some noisy farts out?
We'll yes,
be right back.
Yes, please, God.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We're back. To talk about after ski. Jay Smooth's reverse POV.
Female POV, as I would like to rebrand this. Mm-hmm. Jay Smooth, very popular performer. Mm-hmm. However, never knew he was Polish.
Yeah.
Until
yeah, I don't
this
think
video.
I never heard him like open his mouth before. So I was yeah. like, oh, okay.
Never heard him speak.
That's fitting, though. Do you know yeah. he's Polish? I didn't actually look that up.
Well, it was tagged as Polish.
Oh, it was tagged as Polish.
Got so, it. I mean, I'm just assuming.
So hopefully that's an accurate tag.
Yeah. This is from his ManyVids profile. Mm-hmm. But there's like a, it's hosted on Bolesa, one of our faves.
Mm-hmm.
So we open
on a ski lodge.
Yeah. That yes. you are almost positive you've been to.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, is this, it's like not quite nice enough to be like Beaver Creek. Like maybe it's yeah. Keystone. it definitely, I mean, it also, he's Polish. We could be in the yeah. Swiss Alps. Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, a very like familiar feeling yeah. for anyone who's ever been skiing.
Yeah.
This will feel like home to you.
Right. It feels like someone's weird vacation video at the beginning.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
Like,
panning she's like, are you having
snow?
A good time? Like, yeah.
We hear children
across.
Playing in the background.
Yeah. I was like, there's kids. Like, you can hear these, like, kids screaming in the parking lot or something nearby.
Never how I want my porn video to start.
Yeah. I was like, I do not ever want to be reminded that children exist yeah, near exactly. or around any masturbation session.
And then he walks up with his boots in his hand, really hammering the point home that he just skied. Like,
yeah.
Like,
which makes me think
know,
he didn't.
We really know you didn't, sir.
It makes me think they like, took out this timeshare to shoot some porn and yeah. no one went skiing.
Yeah, he was
but
like,
he did
I'll just
rent those
hold,
boots.
Yeah, I'll hold these boots, you know.
It's fun
this
to think about him
clear.
At the ski shop being like, hi, can I rent some boots? And I'm like, yeah, and do you need like to be outfitted with skis as well? And him being like, not just the boots. I think that achieves what we need.
Yeah, they'll get it.
So yeah, so he tells us he's so tired and he just wants to take a shower and yeah. relax and calm down.
Yeah, he really hit the slopes hard. He yeah. did all types of slopes.
He has
you
never been
big
skiing.
Ones. He was like, yeah, big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. I was like, okay, we get it. You didn't ski. You've never skied.
You've never skied. But you sure are holding those boots. He also was
awkwardly.
Like, I put, this is another, I was like, you've never skied. He was like, and I put the skis in the storage. And I was like, storage? Like, where do you think your skis go
yeah,
when they're not?
What?
Like, you would probably just park them, like,
yeah.
at the lodge in, like, a rack. Or yeah. you would take them inside with you.
Well, why'd you take
but
the boots?
He was like, I drove to storage. I just yeah. did a quick drive to mini storage on the mountain. Dropped off and, the skis that I clearly was skiing with.
Damn it, forgot the boots. So now I just have these boots with me.
All right, so then we go inside.
Uh-huh.
And we're in like, a perfectly fine
normal
resort room. You know, I was a little like, we couldn't have splurged for the bigger room.
Right? Like, are we celebrating? We didn't want a honeymoon suite, nothing. Okay.
It does the job, though. We open on a fire, like a little gas fire.
Oh, yeah. And he's in the shower.
Uh-huh.
He's, like,
oh, yeah.
Toweling off. I have to say, that was really cute. I was like,
yeah, I liked when he tucked in his little towel.
Well, I was like, this is hot.
Mm-hmm. I love a guy in a towel. That's hot. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt lonely watching it a little bit.
Oh.
Which is the opposite, I think, of the point of the video.
Of the desired response.
Yeah.
Although POV is kind of designed for lonely people.
The loneliest out there.
Is that a judgmental mean thing to say?
No, but just for us singles. And then he goes and sits down. He's got his little towel on, and she's like, mm-hmm. I want to see your dick. And that's really cute.
She doesn't
quite
say it that abruptly. I almost would have preferred that. She's like, oh, it's under here, and like takes the towel off. And then he proceeds to go down on her.
Yeah.
And then fuck her.
Yeah.
Now, two things took me out of this video in a significant way.
I think the same things that I'm going to say, but go for it.
I was like, oh my, what a lovely long purple manicure I sprung for.
I know.
Because like the two moments you see her hands, there's like very like statement nails, very bright purple and like ornate.
Hot
and then there's
neon.
Another moment when he's going down her that you see her belly button.
Her dangly belly button.
She's got a bejeweled belly piercing hanging down from her belly button. And I was like, oh, I really went in for some.
Yeah.
Some decorative jewelry.
What body jewelry, I have to say.
Truly. A strong choice.
I didn't even know that they make those anymore. I thought that those went extinct in the year 2002.
I thought we chased them all away.
I prayed.
Do we know what year this? You prayed that they would. Do you know what year they made this, though?
I mean,
this could be older than we think it is.
Maybe, but I feel
probably not earlier than 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
exactly. There was something weird, interesting that was happening. Did you notice? I felt like he was he had a hard time like figuring out where his like focus should be.
Yeah, I struggled with his eye line as well.
Yeah.
I think he was looking at monitor. Like what I imagine is that she probably had one of those handheld cameras with the little flip out monitors that around.
Yeah.
Because I think at certain points he was like checking in to see how he looked.
Because I
didn't think from the camera angle that she was where he was looking. Like, I think she was behind the camera where we were and that he was looking at a monitor. And we really clocked that eyeline. You can't shoot the eyeline. As actors, we well know.
Like, just pick one and stay.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if it was that or if he was, like, looking in between her and the camera, you know?
Yeah, that's what I thought at first. Like, but after he did it a few times, I was like, I think he's looking at monitor.
I know.
Specifically,
like,
when he started to go down there, I was like, you're checking to see if you look good.
I know. I was like, come on, man.
You're checking in.
Like I've said before, vacuum seal those lips on her clit and just stay.
Put your head down. It's not about how you look.
Yeah.
It's about achieving the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
There was also a moment where like he was like pulling her to the edge of the bed. And he was like, "Don't be afraid." And I was like, that's weird.
Weird choice.
I was like, I don't ever want to hear the phrase "don't be afraid" when someone's making love to me.
Yeah.
Or fucking me hard. Either way.
I get sort of the impulse in like it just makes it. I'm like, we're afraid. Like, should we be afraid? Like, it actually has like the opposite effect.
I wasn't. Like, I wasn't until you just said that.
What he meant to say was like, I just want to make you feel good, or like show you a good time. Like just relax. Almost like I want to make you, you know, like that kind of thing. But like, don't be scared. Is like, oh, we're fucking scared now. Like, what are you gonna do?
I have to say, I had like a visceral response to this when they started having sex. I was like, holy shit, this is so rare to see, like, my perspective.
Yeah. Was it
on
hot
camera?
To you? Like, was
it was
that
really
kind
hot.
Of exciting?
It was super exciting. I was
good.
Like, wow, I never get to see this in porn.
Yeah.
So I loved that, especially like once they started having sex, you know, like I was like, this is like my vagina is like. Pulsing,
responding
you know?
To the stimulus of familiarity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't latch onto this particular video for the reasons I've gone over. Like, I think I'd kind of, like, detached and disconnected from it by the time we got to the sex.
Yeah.
But I think I would really, I think I actually would like POV porn that just has like a slightly different kind of style of execution.
Sure.
You know?
Maybe not in a ski resort. I don't know. Just a thought.
I mean, I'm here for a ski resort, maybe.
Oh, sure.
Denver girl. But there was like a lot of lead up and a lot, like, I think the thing that took me out of it actually the most was his eyeline, because I just was aware. It just reminded me that we were watching a video.
Yeah.
And the suspended disbelief was disrupted.
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, I could have done without the bejeweled jelly, belly piercing.
And the jelly nails.
Yeah. Because I was with it. I was actually pretty with it for the most part.
Yeah.
Up to that. Like, I was like, that could be my leg. Oh, my leg looks great. Like,
yeah. You know, I'm kind
tan. Of like, oh, I'm so tan. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
For the ski vacation.
Yeah. How?
Yeah. And then I saw the nails and I was like, absolutely not. And then I saw the belly button piercing and I was like, absolutely, definitely never.
Yeah. And it was like three strikes against me buying in.
Yeah.
Which is tough because we all have different bodies. I mean, I guess that's the challenge with POV porn is like, you're never going to see a body that looks just like yours. And
right,
you're never
right.
going to, like, there's so many different kinds of, like, bodies and experiences and
and
manicures or lack thereof that
right.
it's sort of impossible to achieve that level of suspended disbelief. But
true.
I'm almost, like, if it was, like, tighter and we were just experiencing, like, her legs and crotch and it was less, like, a hand that reaches for him and more just inside of the act, like, that could actually be really hot to me.
Right.
I think. Did you hear me burp just now? Did you like it?
I didn't hear it.
It was
but
subtle.
It
was happening as I was speaking.
Oh, you slid it in.
You're a farter and I am a burper. Boyo. Yeah. They all sound
we
like
each love our ends.
Dinosaur growls.
No, when you burp, it sounds like actually you're being possessed. It sounds like a demon
tiny
is
demon.
Being released.
Yep. That's my brand.
Yeah.
It's we should do more of that on the podcast, just me
burping. Incredibly hot, I have to say.
Yeah.
That's when I knew I loved you.
Anything else about after ski, or shall we move on to...
Let's move on.
Dude saved teen and then fucked her. POV.
Boy, did I win the lottery when I found this video.
Oh, you sure did. You won the lottery for all of us. So this is a very creative porn.
Here's the thing. When we said we wanted storylines... We didn't mean this.
This is not what we meant. So we open on a guy on the ground.
I don't even know, like nunchucks? Like, I don't know what his weapon was. Like,
this,
it's not
we
clear.
We should just preface by saying this whole porn just feels like an elaborate game of pretend.
Yes.
Like, this is little boys playing.
Yeah.
Playing,
he's got his, like, plastic gun
make-believe.
In his hand.
Yeah.
He meaning the narrator of the story.
Yes, the protagonist whose experience we are living inside of in this POV porn.
Yeah.
So we open, like, this guy's, like, holding a gun to, like, a guy who just, like, cowered on the ground.
And he's like, don't move, stay down there.
And then he kicks him out. Or no, he stays there, and then he goes into another room, and then there's another guy with
and
a girl.
And he just hits him on the shoulder with
a strange, not karate move.
Yeah. And the girl is kind of, like, weirdly tied to a chair with a shoelace.
Yeah, very badly tied up, like, very loose...
Yeah,
you know, whatever ropes they could find.
Not even a rope. That's a shoelace. That's a string.
Yeah. She's tied up with string, like a tiny
yarn.
Bow here for the taking.
And then he,
like, gets the guys out of there. There's also some, like, added plot here that I'm like, don't do that. But, like, so, like, he gets the guy, like, he's like, get the fuck out. He's like, I'm going to find you. He's like, no, you won't.
Yeah,
and then he, like, kicks him out of the house. Closes the door, doesn't lock it, because why secure a home that's just been broken into,
and the guy,
you idiot?
And the guys just kind of, like, limp away. Like, they're like, I'm going to get you, man. I'm
yeah,
bro.
They limp,
like,
away, and
I'm
then they just, like,
you.
Casually walk by the patio window. Like, we see them just, like,
no urgency.
All right, am I out of frame yet? Okay, here we go.
Nothing.
The guy softly closes the door. We look at the lock, but there's no interaction
there's
with it, because there's also no real danger.
There's
and
no
then,
stakes.
And then he comes back to the girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, who were those guys? And he's like, they're guys I used to know. The less you know, the better.
No, dude, no.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You're associated with the kidnappers? Like,
yeah. What?
I think in their minds, there was, like, an elaborate vigilante plot where, like, he's a bad guy.
Sure.
Like, maybe he was, like, but now he's
in a
good.
Crew, or yeah. he's an assassin, and he's changed his way. Like, there was, like, too much there that was not explained. Yeah. Because then I was like, you're just dangerous. Yeah. Like, you're just associated with a kidnapper, but then you're just
gun.
Here. Yeah, like, with a gun. And then the girl, of course, is like, you saved my life.
She's like, you're so hot. What are you doing?
How can I make it up to you? Did she even say he's hot?
I think so. No, she was like, you were so hot, like, doing that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That she just, like,
she's
like, saved
my
life.
Do?
Like, what can I do to repay you?
Yeah.
And then they go upstairs and fuck.
Right. He, immediately hard.
Yep.
I also just loved knowing what he was wearing. Like, when she, like, takes his shorts off, and they're, like, cobalt blue, and he's wearing, like, just, like, white Adidases with, like, ankle socks.
Yeah.
And he leaves his ankle socks on. Like, he flings his shoes off, and she yanks down his shorts, and socks are still on, which is a choice.
Yeah.
And then I won't say whether or not I like it, but
it's a choice. And then they fuck in the most logistically challenging position for her,
right.
just to get the, like, view of her open crotch.
Yeah.
But it's just her sort of, like, trying to sort of ride his cock while, like, angling back, which is a difficult position.
Lots of her squatting on him while he fucks from below. His hands are just kind of, like, loosely at his sides. And I was like, what are you doing with those hands? Because they could be touching her clit.
Just
an option. It could be doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then she touches her clit for, like, maybe 2 seconds.
And then literally as quickly as she starts, he's like, hey, will you suck that cock? Like, literally she starts to touch her clit, and then he's like, hey, how about a blowjob, actually? And I was like, this isn't for her.
Oh, my God.
It's
Then there's, like, they switch it up. We get him on top, and then he, like, puts his fingers in her mouth to, like, gag her, which is not something I like at all to watch or for someone to do to me.
I'm down with fingers in my mouth, but, like, like, the choking is, I'm like, why? Like, I mean, I get that that could appeal
mostly
to some people, but it's just got a little degrading vibe that it doesn't feel motivated by passion to me, so it's just, like, not my thing.
Mostly, like, you just saved her life and now you're endangering her.
I mean, of course, the sort of vibe is, like, he saved her life and then wants to degrade her, like, wants to destroy her a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, he was a hero first, so he gets to.
What?
Like, that's what we're told to believe, and I didn't ascribe
bullshit.
To that. I don't, like, poking your fingers all the way to the back of someone's throat just sounds, like,
what
unhelpful.
What do we think that is? Like, why?
Well,
what is that appeal?
I get, like, wanting to have your fingers sucked. Like, that is
I like
hot
that
to me.
Too.
I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, the, like, just gagging me with your fingers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just an extra form of, like, dominance or, like, just take it. Or, like, what if it was my dick because it'd be choking you just like this. Like,
right.
It's that imagination run wild. But, yeah, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Not a thing for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me neither. It was a lot of, like, oh shit, oh fuck,
over
and over again.
Yeah. I will. The only bonus is that he said, are you sure? Like, pro and con, he said, are you sure? And I was like, so we have some form of consent.
Yeah.
But he said, like, 8 times because he, like, kind of didn't know what other dialogue to fill with, clearly.
I was like, oh, we're not going to get any more backstory?
Okay. Yeah. Was any of this hot to you?
I liked that she had, like, a natural-looking, soft body.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she had a great body.
She had a human body.
Yeah.
And I liked
she
that.
She had a human body.
That's a lot to ask for in porn.
Not an alien body. Yeah. And that's the only thing
I appreciate. I liked that she just seemed like a natural someone, which does lend to the, like, believability of, like, a rescue porn scenario. But that said, I also didn't think she was, like, particularly, like, talented or skillful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, which sort of made me uncomfortable. Like, I was like, did these dudes just, like, convince some random chick to do this porn? Is she, like, trying porn out? Like, she didn't... I don't know. It's funny that, like, I demand all things, which is unfair, where I'm like, I want you to be believable and natural, but also good enough that I'm like, she's safe because she's skilled at this and this is clearly her vocation. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a sort of impossible paradox to satisfy, but
as a viewer, feel comfortable because she's comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just felt like a little bit out of her depths, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of extra moaning kind of thing happening as well.
Yeah.
Are either of these going in your spank bank?
You know, I have to say, after Ski got me turned on.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if this was, like, if I had a quick 30 minutes on my hand and I was like, well, I guess I could masturbate, I would maybe pop that on to, like, get in the mood, you okay. know? It yeah. would, like, turn me on.
Yeah.
But then I don't think it
you
would get me all the way
the
there.
Maybe skip to the sex and this actually just to yes. warm up.
Yeah,
and
just
then
to warm
maybe
up.
Move on to something else.
Yeah, and then I'd go to my tabs and I'd, like, click to something else, you know?
Yeah. Your porn tabs that you always have open.
Yeah.
Literally, I actually do, because yeah. I'll, like, open
all
research
long,
and, like, save it for later when I'm yeah. continuing to prep for the episode.
Yeah.
A danger zone just... my browsers are.
Yeah.
yeah.
The poor, poor FBI agents assigned to our laptops.
Mm-hmm. Lucky, one might say. One might argue.
They're getting a show.
yeah.
One way or the other.
I don't think either of these are going in my banks.
Okay. That's fair. Jay I would Smooth. Like to see
yeah,
more
well, I was,
female POV.
Yeah. What I was going to say is what I did learn, though, is that, like, I could get down for more POV porn if it was
yeah.
for me, and I have yeah. specific tastes around what that POV porn would be.
Sure.
This didn't achieve it for me.
Mm.
And as much as Jay Smooth is a sexual man, a sexy man, clearly sexually he's a porn performer, it just didn't, like... rev me up, you know,
yeah.
like I have other
on.
Stuff to whet my whistle more effectively. But I would love to see more POV porn designed for the female perspective, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wet your pussy whistle.
Yeah.
It be a whistling sometimes.
She has been known to whistle. I, in high school, spent a lot of time trying to come up with fun euphemisms for vaginas, and a whisper in the willows was one of them.
Oh,
one of the like random slangs we like invented for a pussy.
Oh, yeah,
and I still delight in it. It sounds yeah. so whimsical.
It does sound whimsical.
A whimsical whisper in the willows.
It's something about that WH, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like the sound that would maybe a soft queef would make coming out.
Just a friendly, gentle queef.
yeah.
On a Tuesday afternoon.
Just delightfully leaking out.
Yes. Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's Porn with the O. And you can find us on Twitter at GOP the podcast or at girlsonporn.com, which I always forget to bring up.
Yeah, we have a website. Isn't that crazy?
yeah.
Just a reminder to rate, review, subscribe, tell all your friends. We love hearing from you guys. You can message us, email us. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's
good for anyone.
True.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.